Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing the subject at present, a Bible principle called Calling Those Things into Reality. And we're doing topic number 7, the ministry of Jesus. And we're giving the example here of the healing of a lame man at the pool of Bethesda. And we find this in John chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. Reading from verse 1. After this, there was a great feast of Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the waters. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, Will you be made whole? The impotent man said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steps before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. The following points I want to make regarding this example of Jesus calling things that be not as though they were. Jesus was asking him, Do you want to be made whole? Jesus was asking him, Will you be made whole? The man had been crippled for 38 years, and Jesus told him, Rise, take up your bed and walk. He acted on what Jesus said. Jesus called him healed. This man had been taught all of his life by religious leaders that you are not to do any work on the Sabbath, and to take up his bed and to go was work. This man had been crippled and had to make a decision to believe the word of God or the word of Jesus, or to stay bound to the religious traditions and not receive his healing. Today we are also faced with the same problem of receiving. Many people today have been taught that God does not heal anymore because healing went out with the apostles and there is no more miracles. These people will die keeping their religious beliefs. The main point I want to make here in this example of the healing is that Jesus said, Rise, take up your bed and walk. When Jesus said that, Jesus was calling him healed, even though he didn't use the words, You are healed. Jesus said, Rise, take up your bed and walk. And the only way you could do that is if you were healed. The other point that's very interesting here, that Jesus knew it was the Sabbath, when you're not meant to do any work. In this example, Jesus is showing us how important it is to believe and follow the word of God. Many times in your Christian life, God will put you in a position or take you into a position where you have to believe his word above that of religion and tradition. And I can assure you, it's very important to follow God and his word and believe his word and add your actions to confirm that word which you believe. Don't confirm religion and tradition because that's not from God. Thank you for being with me today. The next topic coming up, or the next example, will be the death of Lazarus, and we find that in John chapter 11, verses 1 to 44. Thank you and God bless.